my big question to you is, what is quantum? Right? I think a lot of people have heard about quantum. Quantum computers we have nowadays. Mm-hmm. What is quantum? Some of you have heard of waves and particles and energy and all that kind of stuff. But that's not what we're going to talk about. What quantum really means is that there are infinite possibilities ahead of you. Infinite. True or false? You make a choice, your future changes, right? You go to move to another city, your future changes. But we are not aware of that. So just very short, because later on, based on your question, we can go deeper. Let me tell you just a story, just for you to understand. This is a quantum story. You're a student, and you're invited to a party of a friend. And you go to the party, you're very excited because you meet some friends. And when you come at the door, they tell you have to pay 50 euros as a contribution. But for you, that was new, and you got disappointed and angry. And then you didn't go to the party. You went to a bar. And you sit in the bar. You said, I'm going to spend my 50 euros on myself. In the bar, you meet someone, and you fall in love with this person. You get married, and you get children. Do you understand? Do you see how one decision changed your future? Is it correct or not?
Yes.
Right? In another scenario, in another quantum, you said you were a little upset, but you said, whatever, I'm going to pay the 50 euros and I'm going to go to the party. You see two possibilities, two different futures. Does it make sense? So meeting Joy was also quantum. She was forced to go to the workshop, more or less, by a medium telling her, you have to go there, you're going to meet the man there.
I had chosen to go there first.
Okay, but let me finish the story
the
and then you correct
had
them.
Reconfirmed that I need to go.
This always goes like this, don't
it's
worry.
Very different.
I give my version, my quantum reality, which is a different version. It's the short version. So she gets to go, for whatever reason, guided to go there, and we both step into another future. We both had a choice also to say yes to each other or not. So the whole point is each decision can lead to a new future. Do we see that? Now the question is, are these decisions made consciously because you know which future you want, or are you just going wherever the future is going to be? Does it make the difference? So what we want to teach you is for you to be the one choosing where is the future that I really, really, really want. And we're going to give you different options to see different possibilities of different futures. And in the end, you will have a better picture of what is it that you really want. And then once you know that future and you can see it, something magical happens. You want to become that person of your best future. That's the whole thing. So the question I'm asking myself, in the future to where I want to go, and I have a great vision of a future where we're going to create a new form of medicine on this planet. Who am I in that future? If I become that person in that future comes to me. Do you understand the difference? And the way the future comes to you is through some magic that we call coincidence, synchronicity. It's not, you cannot force the future. If you become, and I think Gandhi said it the most beautiful way, he said, become the change you want to see happening in the world. And that's who we're going to become. So we're going to make a choice, not only for the future, and we'll talk about a little bit later how to make those choices, but who do we need to become? And the first law of creation is, what is your intention? The intention is the most powerful creative force that we possess. But most of us don't use it. You wake up in the morning, the day begins, you run, day ends, go to bed, wake up next day, run, and so on. Anybody recognize this pattern? Okay. So we need to change that pattern. We need to become conscious day by day, how you want to create our days, How do we want to feel? How do we want to be? How do I want to be in my relationship with my wife? Am I the best person now in this relationship, or is there a better version of me? Do I want to become that better version? And if I know, then I can use my intention. And then the second thing happens is self-awareness. When you become aware of your actions, your thoughts, then you can change. And that's one of the laws in quantum. It's the law of the observer effect, right?
Want to
say
sir.
Something? When she observes me, I change. Seriously.
That was proven. Remember, there was that famous experiment mm-hmm. in CERN where they split particles, and that was actually the birth of quantum science, because it proved that by just observing something, we are changing something, right? So, yeah.
But observing yourself makes you change yourself. Does it make sense?
The moment you become aware of something in yourself, you've already shifted it, actually, right? Or how many times have you read an amazing book where actually in page 10 there was already that insight that you needed? And you even read it and said, oh yeah, that's so true, yeah, that's it. But then, right, but then you read on, and then there were 20 more things, and it kind of got all lost in the soup. But when we're really clear on our intention, we know, oh, that was the piece. Now let's let it sit. Let's observe it. Let's become aware of it. And I think this is also the beautiful part of quantum and all that we're doing, is that you will notice how much more aware you are of yourself, so that you are in control of your reactions, of your emotional patterns, of your behaviors that maybe are not, you know, really serving you anymore. And also, we're going to be talking about attachment, right?
Absolutely, attachment. And also to note that 85% of who you think you are is programmed. So we have a self-image of self. That's not who we are. Just for me, living on light, as a medical doctor, is technically impossible. I talk to my friends, they look at me, there's something wrong. this is not possible. It's not in the reality, right? But I am doing it. Yeah. And I'm constantly asking myself, is it still happening? And yes, it's still happening.
Is it true?
Right? But I've become so much aware. If we would give you a gift, the greatest gift we can give you this weekend when you go home, is that you're more self-aware, so you can start correcting yourself, so you can now create. And I think that's the best of quantum. Recreate yourself the way you want to be. Let me ask you this question. Who of you have emotions first? Anybody have emotions here? Okay. Who of you have emotions where you feel they have no control? True or false? Who of you can be in situations where you know when you're having these emotions that you want to react in a different way, but still you're reacting the way that you don't want to react? Anybody here? Right. So in you, you already are self-observing and knowing, but this powerlessness, can I change or not? Let me give you one of the greatest advantages for me now living on light. Becoming more self-aware means only one thing. I have more choice. The second thing is, if I can stay calm and loving in a situation that used to trigger my emotions, where I get defensive, where I get aggressive, where I go back and attack, where I run away, and I can just be there, lovingly present, what happens? First, you are not aware, you're radiating a field around you, and those observing that field are changing. Does it make sense or not? Just because they're observing, they're changing. I sometimes feel like a dolphin skin. You know, when a dolphin jumps out of the water, all the water glides off. I was in a workshop with a brother of mine, and he was totally stressed. And he started yelling at me. And I'm just looking at him. Wow, I love you. I love you. What changed, you think? After a while, he stopped yelling. Does it make sense? Not because I said something, but just because I was there feeling love for him, understanding I am stressed, you're stressed, it's okay. Yell as much as you want, it's okay. What he expected to happen, my old me, yell back, right? It didn't happen. So then you see things change. And it happens also in our home. I notice just by when I'm in that connection, you know, I have such an amazing connection with my daughter. I had an amazing connection with my daughter. But now it's even more awesome. Like it's like even the dogs want to be near me. I can't get rid of the dogs anymore. They just come here and just want me to touch them. Just stuff like that. So imagine that, and this is the good news, you don't have to live on light in order to do it. Do you understand? Living on light made it easier for me to see myself. But what we're going to teach with the Quantum Voyage, who do you want to be? And by doing this, and we're going to share with you many different ways to do it, you now have a choice, and then you can say, hey, this is what I want to be. Shall we do it with intention, or what do you want to do?